North Korea has agreed, at least on paper, to give up its nuclear program. Now the hard part, actually disabling those nuclear facilities. Experts from the U.S., Russia, and China are in North Korea now to begin that process. It is the first time the Americans have been in North Korea in 7 years. NPR's Mike Schuster is here in the studio. Welcome back to the program, Mike.
Thanks, Madeline.
What will they be doing there in North Korea this round?
Well, they're there for several days, and these are nuclear experts from the United States, Russia, and China. And today they visited the Yongbyon facilities, which are the key installations for nuclear processing that takes place in North Korea. And specifically today, they looked at a nuclear reactor at Yongbyon, which produces electricity, but also in its spent fuel can produce plutonium. They're going to look at other facilities tomorrow. There are facilities to make nuclear fuel, and there's a facility to process nuclear waste and extract the plutonium. And on Friday, they're going to talk about actually how to disable these facilities, whether it's pouring concrete into the core or smashing the walls or drilling through the walls. They're going to have a talk about how actually to damage these facilities so they can't be used again.
And why? Give us some background on this. Why did North Korea agree? And this was a long process, right, to get them to agree to this, to disable their nuclear facilities.
It's been a very long process. It's taken a number of years, but earlier this year, they agreed to denuclearization, to disabling of their facilities. In exchange for political normalization, there are not normal relations between the United States and North Korea and between other countries in North Korea, a formal end to the Korean War, which has never occurred, and economic incentives, including the delivery of up to 1 million tons of fuel oil that they need badly for their electricity. But I think the most important element to all this is that they actually did build a nuclear device and exploded one last October. And this seems to have given the North Koreans the confidence to go ahead with this diplomacy. The question is whether they'll ever actually give up the weapons that they've created.
So at this stage of the diplomatic process, North Korea is supposed to provide a full inventory of its nuclear program.
That's right. The second part of the stage that we're in is that North Korea is supposed to come clean, in effect, to declare its a full inventory of all its facilities and all its programs and all that it has. And the key here is whether the North Koreans will acknowledge that they have some kind of a secret uranium enrichment program. Until now, we know that their bomb-making program has been based on plutonium. But the United States believes that there is a parallel program, probably not as well developed, involving enriched uranium. And so the expectation is, on the part of the United States and the other nations that are involved in this process, is that when the North Koreans do declare an inventory of all their entire program, they will acknowledge that they have some kind of program for enriched uranium.
And will they have to get rid of all of it, all their nuclear facilities, all their entire program, or can they keep some for peaceful use?
Well, there is an expectation that the international community will help them develop peaceful nuclear energy. But as far as their facilities now, they're supposed to get rid of them all, and they're supposed to ultimately give up the bombs that they have manufactured and the fissile material that may go into those bombs, the plutonium. And that's the big question, whether at the end of this process, and we don't know how long it's going to take, the North Koreans, whether they will actually give up the bombs that they may have, and there may be 6 to 8 bombs in their arsenal.
NPR's Mike Schuster, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.